Wall Street started the week with another roller coaster ride. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 439 points, but then staged a remarkable comeback and finished the day with a moderate loss of 45 points. Still, the U.S. stock market has lost about a fifth of its value since mid-March, and investors are worried about further losses. James Glassman is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Dow is now below 9,000. Didn't you once write a book where you predicted 36,000?
You would bring that up. I did, and I think that that is a good number by the end of the decade, certainly. We said in the book that there would be bear markets, that stocks don't go straight up. I warn people of that all the time in my column. But maybe we should have called it, what my co-author Kevin Hassett suggested, a treatise on the declining equity risk premium, which is what it was about.
Still optimistic.
Yeah, still very optimistic. But let's be very clear about who should invest in the stock market. People who can keep their money at work for at least 5 years, and better yet, 10, and who own diversified portfolios of good companies and mutual funds. Don't jump in and out or you're going to get in big trouble.
Why has the market performed so poorly in recent months when many economic indicators are positive?
Well, that is the mystery. And normally at this stage in the business cycle, with a recession over, we would see the market climbing. Why not? I think the main reason is that there are just doubts about the recovery. I think the economic numbers are there, but people are still somewhat dubious about it. In addition, there's the continuing threat of terrorism, which I think is really weighing on the market. And finally, the accounting scandals. I don't think the accounting scandals at this point are seriously pushing the market down. I think the market is more concerned about the political reaction and the lack of certainty surrounding what's going to happen after all these laws get passed. That seems to be even worse than the accounting scandals themselves, which I think are fairly isolated.
Have some sectors performed well despite the overall trend?
Yeah, absolutely. I did a column on Sunday about, dozens of stocks that have done very well. As far as sectors, defense, home building, tremendously well. Real estate, precious metals. Also some kind of weird sectors like shoes, restaurants, consumer staples, the kinds of things that people buy all the time. And also the kinds of sectors that perform well after recession is over, looking toward a recovery. So that may be an optimistic thing. And also, by the way, emerging market stocks, stocks in South Korea, stocks in Russia. But almost across the world, stock prices are down and down significantly.
But how's the investor to know whether those stocks won't be the next to go?
Well, they might be. And the important thing to do is to own a diversified portfolio. Most people who get into serious trouble in the stock market do so because they have a lopsided portfolio. They own too much technology or they own too much in the way of financial stocks. That is not a game that the average investor should play. The average investor should have a broad portfolio and feel that he or she can own it for a long time, not get obsessed with what's happening day to day.
Get yourself some Homeland Security stocks.
Yeah, and there are a few of those, Lockheed and companies like that. But I think that the U.S. economy is headed for a strong recovery. U.S. stocks should be a good buy.
Thank you. James Glassman is the author of The Secret Code of the Superior Investor, How to Be a Long-Term Winner in a Short-Term World.